Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Today we're doing the Flow Wrestling event recap. I'm Will, one of our co-hosts, and I'm joined with our other co-host, Emmett Sherlock. Emmett, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Getting ready to talk some wrestling of this wonderful event that happened July 25th, held by Flow Wrestling. We had five really good matches, and I'm just ready to talk about it and see if our predictions went wrong, what somebody did better that you didn't know they were going to do. Just ready to talk about this event. So, do you have anything to say before we get started?
Heck yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to talk some wrestling. Let's get this started.
All right.
Yeah,
so I guess
we have Sammy Alvarez and Vito Rougeau. Emmett, you wanna get us started?
Yeah, I'll get started. So, right off the bat, of this first 30 seconds, I noticed Vito was doing these stutter fakes like this and this, and it was getting Sammy Alvarez on his heels, which I don't know, that I think that kind of affected him. Couldn't let it always made so the stutter fakes make Sammy Alvarez always think Vito's gonna shoot, you know, so he's always, you know, getting ready for the shot, and so it's limiting his offense because he's worrying about Vito's shot, you know. So I thought that was a very good technique with the stutter fakes. And then also, Vito started off way more aggressive than him after we saw that first push out. We just literally drove him out of bounds. So that was pretty good off of him with the aggressiveness and the stutter fakes. I thought was a very good tactic from him. And then what I noticed about Sammy, when Sammy and Vito shot, when Vito had a single leg, right, when he got that multiple times, when Vito was down on the mat, so when he wasn't up finishing, but when he was down, Sammy did a really good job defending. Even one time, he got the biggest point from him was the underhook. Vito had a single leg, Sammy did the underhook and lifted him and got a four. So I just noticed he did a really good job when, you know, Sammy, you know, when Sammy could bring that single leg down to the mat and did not let him, you know, elevate it, make it easier to finish. So I just noticed that was better from him, was that, you know, on the ground. And so it was 5-3 going into the half, and Vito didn't let down just because he was losing. He scored, was that like, that was 13 unanswered points, right? In a row, 13 points. So, yeah, right off, hand fighting from Vito started off really good in that second half, and Vito scores with a single leg, and Vito, but the thing I noticed is Sammy kept trying to go for that throw after, the same throw he hit in the first, which I don't know if he should have done that. I think he got a little, kept trying to get a little greedy, try to get another one, because Vito's got another four, because Vito got a double leg on him, and Sammy tried to dig the under again, trying to lift them, and just went straight to his back, and Vito got another four, and then got two trapped arm guts from that. So that gave him a huge lead. And then he finally gets that tech fall from another four from the failed, you know, lift he tries to do. So I don't know if that lift, I think he should have tried to stick to, you know, hips in, sprawl. But he tried to, maybe greedy and tried to go for that throw again, which I don't know was the best, you know, move, because he gave up two fours after that.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Vito looked super good. I agree. I think his stutter fake throughout the whole match threw Sammy off a little. And then I kind of noticed Sammy started doing a lot of stutter fakes too, also.
Nice. Yeah, Vito, yeah, I saw that too, but Vito really wasn't, you know, reacting to him. And I don't know. So, yeah, and then also I thought Sammy, so what he could have done better, why is – so his shots, you know, that I think he only had two shots that were kind of successful. He got the lid on the legs, but really not successful. They were kind of diving in. It looked like a bird coming in to a fish, you know. So, when he dived in, Vito got that. He got two re-attacks off of it when he just go behind and drop to a single leg.
Yeah, I think Sammy, I think he could have done a little better if he used his size and his explosiveness. Because if you watch the match, Sammy looks bigger than Vito.
Yeah, definitely did. I just think he needed to find Vito. You need angles. He didn't have no. He didn't find any angles with him, and he didn't. Was he needed to find angles with some sort of setup? Yeah. So, and then also I can just say, what do you think Vito did good? I'll just go first. Vito did a good job, mostly keeping his hips down on his shots. Besides that one time where he got that lift. Besides that, he did a really good job keeping his hips, you know, down and sagging so he can't get, you know, lifted. And then he also did a good job with the fakes. That's probably the number one thing I think he did a good job in the heavy hands. That made the fakes and heavy hands, you know, limited Samuel's offense to about nothing. You know, you can't shoot when someone's booming on you, you know. So yeah. I think that was the deciding factor was the fakes and the heavy hands.
Yeah, I think Vito my main thing is that Vito looked like his gas tank looked real good. Because in the second period, he lifted Sammy up for that double. Sammy's a big 33-pounder.
Yeah, that's
tough to lift Sammy Alvarez up and then keep going like nothing happened.
I thought he was going to be a little, like, you know, gassed after he only got 1 point when he had that double. I thought he was going to let it get to him, but no, he kept going. And his gas tank looked really good and didn't let that, you know, failed attempt for, you know, that big double leg. But yeah, I thought he just looked very well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Vito, after watching that match, I think Vito's he's already been in contention for an All-American, but I think Vito's in contention to knock off Spencer Lee.
Spencer Lee?
Yeah.
That's pretty high. Prediction. All right. So we want to get into our next matchup.
Yeah, I'll start this one.
All right, Bet.
This match is my highlight of the whole card.
Same.
RBY looked so good. Jack Mueller also looked really good, but RBY just. He looks so good.
Yeah.
Those re-attacks were so nice. It was perfect. That's it. RBY just looked amazing. And he's definitely in contention for a national title.
Yeah, I would agree. It was definitely, I would say, I don't know if it was best performance because, you know, David Taylor, he made a national champion look like a kind of a scrub a little bit. But definitely the most improved. When we saw him from wrestling DeSanto to now, he improved so much. That quarantine, I don't know where he's been training at quarantine, but wherever he's been training has made him a lot better. You know, he's made big leaps in his game. Jack Mueller, that's an NCAA finalist right there. That is no, you know, fifth place guy or sixth place or DNP guy. That's a finalist right there against Spencer Lee. That's a really good guy. He made look not bad, but made him not look his best. It what surprised me too is he said in the documentary that people underrate his turns and RBY got that gut wrench, which made him get six. I got up six, I think. So yeah, and then like you said, the re-attacks were awesome from him. What he also did, it was kind of an interesting strategy, is when he put both hands behind his back. And I think that was very effective because, you know, Jack Mueller wants to get to the elbows and meat ties, get to that lefty single or the high C. He really didn't tie up that much unless he was about to go. He wasn't sitting there hanging, fighting. He was faking, moving out. You know, you saw him bouncing up and down. And he did a really good job not allowing Jack to really tie up and get to his high C or sweep. So he did a really good job. And also, like you said, the re-attacks, that was amazing. With that one shot where, goes for, I think, a sweep. Jack? And, yeah, Jack goes for a sweep, and RBY just steps over.
Yeah.
He steps over him and just gets his gut wrench after that and turns him, like, I think he had three or two re-attacks that match.
Yeah, and in RBY's interview, he was like, "You guys need to watch out for my turn," and And Christian Piles is like, do you know what turn you're going to – or can you tell us what turn you're going to use? And he's like, nah, I can't say that. And then,
it looked like he had more turns than that governance because of that. He didn't get it, though, but it looked like it was the cracker. I don't know what it's called, but it's like he had a side headlock kind of when he was –
Yeah.
I think they called it like the cracker or something. He has a side headlock, so like right here, and then you try to step over, you know? So he has multiple turns just besides that gut wrench. So that's going to be very, you know, very fun to watch him at the, you know, trials and in the future, I'll watch him at all these freestyle tournaments. And I think in the future, that might be his spot, you know?
Yeah, 61 kilos. I think from now on, that's going to be his weight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But the thing is, can he make 57 for the Olympics? Because there isn't no 61. So is he gonna have to bump up and go 65? Or is he going to go 57? So I think if he goes 57, that's a very good contender right there.
Well, I was watching the HMA podcast the other day, and Jude said that RBY had to cut a little bit of weight for this match. So if he had to cut weight to get down to 137, I don't know if he's going to be able to get down to 137.
Yeah, but he also – I think he's also probably not in shape, but probably not in the best shape like he would in a college season because he also made 133 the whole year, you know? Yeah. But the thing is, yeah, that would be hard for him to make 57, but the thing is, if he can, that man would be
– tough.
Tough. Yeah, that man would be good. So
he's gonna go 41 this year. It's 33 again.
I think he'd go 33 again. I think that's just the best way for him to, yeah, you know. And then okay, let's get into our next matchup with Darren Caldwell versus Luke Pletcher. I'll start this one off. So right at the beginning, I can tell Pletcher had more freestyle experience than Caldwell with keeping his butt to the center, which is a very freestyle savvy thing where you're supposed to keep your butt to the center. And he kept getting the pressure on. So butt to the center, you know, pressure, pressure, pressure. And then what Darian did a good job on, he was very eager. When he got to the edge, he knew he was into the edge. He had very good mat awareness.
Yeah,
when he could circle and got that go behind. He got two push-outs. So he very, very good mat awareness, I would say, by him. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. My highlight with him is his mat awareness and his front headlock defense. His front headlock defense was crazy. Like, Luke Pletcher, that against a guy like that, just circling out, like, he made it seem so easy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I agree. Yeah, I don't know why, but then Darian got that. His first go behind, he did a shot him off, right? The second push out, and the second to make it was at 3-2, was it 3-2, I think, maybe, if I'm not mistaken, that when he was getting dragged out, right? And he circles, then he pushes him out. That was, because it looked like Pletcher had the advantage in that, you know, 50-50 there, and that mat awareness. And Darian still found a way to get a push out. So I know he lost, but he's still, like, really impressive to my eyes. It was really – I know it was 9-2, but it was really 5-2 because he tried to do that flying sport then.
Yeah.
But he looked very impressive for being out of the sport for, you know, six, seven years. And then he comes and has a pretty good match against a top five – I would say up top five guy in the United States or top five or something like that in the United States right now. So I'm scared for the MMA fighters coming against Darren Caldwell with his wrestling ability.
Yeah, I think if Pletcher and Caldwell wrestled, if say it was like Final X, I think Caldwell would win one, Pletcher wins two. So
if
out of three, I think
Caldwell. I don't know. Darian just no. I disagree with that because Luke Pletcher did a really good. He gave Darren Caldwell no chance of getting a shot or getting – he gave him no chance of – but that's what I say. He did a good job of giving him no chance to get a swaddle, no funks. And then he just looked maybe, I don't know, not bigger because Darren Caldwell was so tall, but more strong because you saw his one of his go behinds. He literally just pushed him, and he got like lost in the sauce, you know. And he got a go behind.
Yeah, so I agree. Fletcher did an amazing job. Keep getting out of Darian Caldwell's wheelhouse, like the spladle, cradle, any crazy stuff.
So the thing is, the main things what Fletcher did good was heavy hands, a go behind, and that's what the advantage was, to go behind in the pressure. And then Darian Caldwell did a good job being eager for them points. And I thought he did a good job. I know he gave up two go behinds, but it took him a little while. He did a good job when he was underneath that front head. He did a good job squaring up and circling and stepping out of shots. He did a pretty good job for the most part, I would say, of doing, you know, circling and squaring up.
Yeah. Fletcher, that whole match, he was in amazing position. He didn't get out of position at all.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So let's get on to
David Taylor.
I'll start us off for this one.
All right.
So I think in this one, David Taylor looked so good. Like, if you watched him, you'd be like, is that guy an Olympic champ? Like, he just looked so good. And his shots, he took so many just dive in slow double legs. On Miles Barton.
I'm going to call them slow. I want to call them slow. Maybe a dive in.
Yeah,
they're definitely fast. They weren't the greatest shots, but they weren't. But the pressure, you know, shot, shot, shot. No one's going to stop that. You keep shooting, no one's going to stop it. So,
yeah, he just looks super good. What do you think?
Yeah.
About his call out on Sadulayev.
I don't know. I don't know. I think he knows he can beat him because I don't know, the thing is, he wouldn't have called him out because he's in the same room as Snyder. He wouldn't call him out if he's getting beat up by Snyder. So I don't believe I think him and Snyder, I don't know, I might see DT getting the better of Snyder maybe. And because I don't think he would call out Sajulut if he's getting beat by Snyder, who you know, Sajulut's. Yeah, but, you know, Snyder has beaten him before, so.
Yes. So, 2017 World Finals, Snyder beat him. And then 2018, Sadulayev pinned him in, like, a minute.
Yeah. So, I think it'll be a good match because I'm inferring or having a hypothesis is the word that DT is but I think he's beating Snyder right now because – I don't think he's going to call out someone who's pinned Snyder if he's not either beating him or very, very close.
Yeah, Emmett, that's a really good point. I don't think DT would call out Sadulayev if he just goes in and gets his butt kicked by Snyder.
Yeah. But, yeah, DT looks very good right now. So, my highlights from this match was hand fighting was number one thing, pressure and shooting. But Miles just – didn't look that. DT made Miles look not impressive at all. Like, he shot. He did a really good job. So, this is what happened. DT shoots right off the whistle, scores, gets a sweep. He shot off the whistle three times in that match. Right off the whistle. And it was over and over. Those three. It was over, over, over again. And just couldn't stop it. He literally just shot, 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 and none of them he stopped.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't even think that match was even – his gas tank, I feel like it wasn't even a big part in it because it was like a two-minute match.
I don't know. I guarantee Miles' gas tank was still pretty low because of that pressure. DT has the incredible – he's so incredible to watch with his pressure. Like, he just – he's like a train. This is a train. It just keeps going forward no matter what happens. And it's pretty fun to watch DT just, what do you say, maul these people and make them look like – he made him look like a beginner wrestler. All he had to do was dive in. And
yeah.
Miles had no chance of stopping it. It just looked incredible. Incredible. That's all I got to say.
Like, DT, his shots weren't even good. Like,
yeah. Well, the first two were, I would say. Like, the last three takedowns were just diamonds.
I don't know what was up with Miles, if there's something going on. And
he looked big, though. He looks a little chunky.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Because he weighed it. You see David Taylor when he weighed in, he weighed in like clothes and a big clothes on, shoes and everything. And Miles Martin had a weigh in with like singlet Miles Martin looked big. He looked like he had to cut some weight to get down to 200 pounds.
Yeah, I didn't see their weigh in picks, but I can imagine Miles had to lose a little bit of weight to get down.
Yeah, DC didn't look that. He looked big, though. He looks big. But he didn't look like he had to cut that much weight because he weighed in with, like, a big like, sweatshirt, like a quarter zip, and, like, a singlet on. He looked like he didn't have to cut that much weight. But, like, Jude Swisher said in our last podcast, what was that last, a podcast with the predictions. He said, as being one of his, students or wrestlers, David Taylor's as his coach, he said that DT was gonna bring 6 minutes of wrestling, and he brought that. He literally did not stop one bit that whole match, and that's what won him the match for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. That must take his style of wrestling. You have to be so good, like so good, to pull that off.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, crazy good. Because David Taylor, he's been the best guy in the country and world since middle school. Like, I saw something, he was like a 6-time Tulsa Nationals champ.
Yeah. And he's always been very, very, very at high level.
Yeah.
What school you got to? St. Graham, right? Yeah, Graham.
Yeah, St. Paris Graham, Ohio.
All right, let's get into the next one, the main event of the car. Very trash talky, I would say, in the beginning of the build up of this match. Chimizo and Dake. We already knew Dake was gonna talk some crap. It's just Dake. Yeah. Chimizo talked some crap too. It was a really good build up for this match, and everybody was very excited for it. And I thought it lived up to the expectations, would you say?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good match. I thought this is something I feel like a lot of people forget about. Chimizo, his style, like when he wrestles Burrows, he made Burrows look not like the number one guy in the world. He made Burrows look like not a world champ. He made Burrows look like he's not on his A game. I feel like that's what he did with Dake too. And I'm not trying to like. I don't know how to say this, but like, I'm not trying to make I guess like excuses for Dake, because he sounded so confident, and like he was just gonna go in and like absolutely destroy Chimizo, but in reality it was like a really close match. Like that shot Chimizo had on the end, if he shot that 10 seconds earlier, I think he would have won the match.
And if you notice, with 1 second left, he had a single leg up. It was maybe like a foot away from being out of bounds. Give him 2 seconds, all he had to do was put a shoulder into him, and I was out of bounds. And by criteria, he would have won that match with that step out.
Yeah.
So, 1 second away, Chimizo has the match. That's all I got. I don't know. Chimizo looked really good, Dake. All I got to say is Chimizo made me change my opinion about Dake and Burrows. Yeah, I said Dake was gonna win in our podcast a long time ago by the trials predictions, and now I'm picking Burrows to win that match. I feel like Burrows is gonna be our representative for the Olympics in 2020 or 2021.
Yeah, agreed.
Because
Go ahead. I don't know. I feel like that's gonna be really interesting. Cause
yeah, for sure, Burrows, for sure.
Yeah, because Burrows is getting – sorry, JB, I love you. If you're watching this, I love you. But JB is getting – he's getting a little old. And there's no denying that. So I hope he makes the team. I love JB. He's one of my favorites. But, yeah, I think he's going to make the team. But I don't know. It's, I feel like Dave's going to take a match.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be a 2-1. It was 2-1 last time they wrestled, 2016.
Yeah. So,
I just think Dake looked really good at, what's his name? Dake looked really good at Matty Pelisorn, whatever. He looked really good there. But Dake, I don't know. Dake just didn't look as good. Maybe it was just the time off or whatever. But he didn't look as good as he did there. But the thing is, my question, what would the match have been any different at 74 kilograms?
No.
I think so. Because if you looked at Chimizo, he did not look the best shape. You could tell he had a little pudge on him. He did not look like he was in the best shape, you know.
He posted on Instagram. He was like, I no longer have my six-pack anymore.
Yeah, he just definitely does not look like the best shape of his life there. And the thing is, if he's at 74, he's going to be a little faster, a little more gas tanked. He's going to be – and the thing is, if Dake would have been as strong as 74 kilograms, Dake – if you see Dake how he wrestled with a lot of strength. That's how he kind of wrestled. He wrestled – he likes to beat up people with his double leg. He likes to beat people up with his chest wrap. He likes to use his strength. And if he's at 74, he doesn't have that strength he does at 79 kilograms because he's a big 79. He's not just like he's a small 79. He's a big – he's wrestled 86 before. He's just at 86 kilograms. So, and the thing is, Chimizo, he started his career at 65 kilograms. That's
He actually started at 57.
Yeah, it's like, but he never won a world championship at 57.
Yeah, he was 18. He represented the
Cuban. Well, duh. Well, I'm talking about like couple. Like, yeah, but still, he wrestled, and he just moved up 74 2 years ago. Still, people think he's not the biggest 74. Some people say he can still make 70, and I think he can. But I don't know, Chimizo, I just think at 74, he can't, you know, maybe he doesn't get that push out where Dake just bullied him out of bounds.
Yeah.
Maybe that doesn't happen at 74. Maybe Chimizo has time to square up. There's not as much pressure coming in forward or Chimizo doesn't get gut-wrenched.
Yeah.
Chimizo, but honestly, I thought I got a little lazy there.
Yeah.
If you saw Chimizo, he looked like he was laying there at there. He looked, got a little lazy there. Yeah, he got a little lazy. He was literally laying there like that and got gut-wrenched.
I think from when I watched it, I kind of thought Chimizo. I think Chimizo wanted to let him roll through, and I think Chimizo went for the reversal. I think because that gut looked so easy. Like, Dake
he got a little lazy. I saw him laying on it. If you pull it up, it looked like it was like laying on his hip, and you don't want to be laying on your hip to the side. You know, and then also, okay, let's talk What could have Chimizo done better? I have one thing I thought could have maybe done. I thought his game plan was perfect, besides maybe one thing. Do you have one thing that you thought he could have done a little better?
No. I think people are talking about how Dake looked. I think no one is giving Chimizo credit. Chimizo looked really good. Like, against a guy like Dake, who's won the world championships last 2 years. He's bigger than him. Chimizo looked really good. Like, I don't think people are giving Chimizo enough credit for that.
Yeah, I thought he looked really good. I just thought one thing could look better on if he – and people agreed – people said, he wasn't going to score a takedown if he shot, but he did. He took him down.
Yeah.
He already did take him down, and then he waits 10 seconds and shoots and basically almost takes him down. Basically, I said he would have – do you agree with me? Do you think he would have either got a step out or took him down if there was 10 more seconds left?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I agree that his – and also if he doesn't take him down, right, it creates a scramble. And Who are you picking in a scramble? Are you picking Jake or are you picking Shimizu? In a scramble.
That's tough. No. If 74 Chimizo, 79 or yeah, 74 Chimizo, 79 Dake.
Who are you picking in a scramble? I'm picking Chimizo. As you can see in the first one, it's kind of a scramble where, and you know, what's called try to do that. He did try to do a crotch lock and he scored. He stepped over it and scored. And then in the scramble, I'm picking Chimizo to win. So, especially if he has a leg, you know, he's already starting with that leg, getting ready to get his hips up, getting ready for the scramble. I'm picking Chimizo to beat Dake in the scramble. So, I just think Chimizo. He fires one or two more shots that match, he beats him.
Yeah, I
think he waited a little too long. That's all. Like,
yeah, I agree.
But the thing Dake did really well, I would say, because you saw Chimizu, his stance is very hot. And if you saw in the last period how he was moving his head, trying to play possum, you saw that. I was trying to play him
to sleep. He was kind of, I think he was pretending he was gassed. So Dake
He was trying to bait him. Yeah. And I thought Jake did a really good job not shooting, you know?
Jake has a very high wrestling IQ. Jake knows what to do in all positions. He feels comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah. So he did a good job. He had a good game plan. Come after him. Take good shots and the difference maker was that gut wrench. That gut wrench didn't happen. Chimizu would have won. That was the difference. That gut wrench, and that's what he said. Jake kind of backed it up. Jake said, "I'm a turn of." That turn is what won him the match. So
yeah, I think Kyle Jake is the best gut wrench in the world.
Definitely one of. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
he looked very very good, but I don't know. I'm still thinking Chimizu beats him at 74. That's all I gotta say.
Okay. What was I gonna say? Yeah, that scramble I had, I don't think the match would. I still think Dake would beat him at 74. But I think in that scramble they had, Dake just outstripped. If there were the same strength, Chimizu would take that. I think Chimizu.
Well, Chimizu kind of did take it. So it was 2-1.
Well, no. Take the match. Because Dake, like,
lifted him, kind of.
Yeah, if they were the same strength, I think Chimizu is a more skilled wrestler than Dake, but Dake is just, like, strong.
Yeah, I don't know if he's more skilled. I'll say more moves. Dake's really good at what he does.
Yeah, Dake has a diverse wrestling style.
Yeah, Dake is really good with what he has his four or five moves, and that's all you need. Yeah. Literally all, you know, Chimizu has 9, 10, 11. But sometimes having four moves is way better than having 11, 10, 11, you know?
Yeah, well, what does Dake have? He has his shots.
He has a chest wrap. He has his sweeps. He has his doubles.
Gut wrench.
So he basically has two things from everywhere, and that's all you need. Two moves.
Yeah, he has two money makers every position that he gets in.
Yeah, so I don't know. He looks. All I gotta say, Barrows over Chimizu and Dick. That's all I gotta say. 2021 Olympics trials and Olympics.
At Worlds, do you think it's gonna be top three? Do you think it's gonna be Chimizu, Burrows, and Sitikoff, or USA, whoever makes a USA team?
I think Dake and Burrows, whoever wins the Olympics. That's what I got. That's what I got. I said that we have the best two guys in the world right now at 74 kilograms.
What about Sitikoff? He beat Burrows last year.
He did beat Burrows. And if you look, I don't think no one's ever beaten Burrows twice.
Yeah.
No one's beat him twice. Chimizu's wrestled him three times. Chimizu got that one win, and where was it? I forgot what it was. But I don't think he didn't win. I don't. That was a bad call. They gave him a 4. Most people thought that was a bad call when he won. I thought too. Wait, I think he got like 4 when a 4 when he landed on his butt or something. When it was a 4, but he beat him there, and Chimizu wrestled Chimizu and Burrows wrestled again, and Burrows won. No one beats Burrows twice. That's all I gotta say. Because what's it called? Bekzod, you might not know, but Bekzod, one of the guys, I think he's the guy who took out Bekzod's the guy who beat Burrows, who took him off from,
Is that the Turkish guy?
No, he's not Turkish. I've met him before, but he, Bekzod beat him, and then they wrestled again, maybe the World Championships, I think, or some international tournament, and Burrows beats him. No one, I want to see if anybody watching this, can you guys comment? Has somebody who's beaten Burrows twice?
Well, he's been beat. He's probably been beat twice in college.
No, I'm saying it's freestyle.
Sitikov,
Has Sitikov beat him twice?
Yeah, 2018 Worlds and 2019 Worlds. Sitikov beat him four times.
I'm stat checking on that one, but. Not a lot of people can beat him twice, so. But and he's wrestled him. He knows what he has to do better against Sitikov. I just want to see Dakin Sitikov at the next flow card.
Yes. Oh, my
God. Sitikov agreed. Sitikov agreed.
Dakin, Sitikov, Sajulayev, and Taylor. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, Dakin agreed. I mean, Sitikov agreed. I saw him flow. Someone tweeted, like, the guy, you know, the guy who has, like, ties with Russia and who can talk to him. And then Sajulayev just laughed at David Taylor.
Yeah.
If you guys saw that.
I think Sajulayev, Sajulayev's, like, in my opinion, top 5 freestyle wrestlers of all time.
Oh, yeah. Is that a 2 Olympic champ right there?
No, he went out once. I checked his Instagram bio. He's like I'll check right now. I think he's a 4-time world champ.
1-time Olympic, 4-time, and 5-time European. Wrestling's big in Russia. If you look at Burrows and Sajulayev, you think Sajulayev is more popular than Burrows.
Yeah, Sajulayev has 1 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, wrestling's big.
Yeah. And Sajulayev's probably the best wrestler in the world right now.
I got DT over him.
Really?
DT looked incredible. He made a national champion look like a scrub, I would say. A guy who beat Bo Nickel looked like absolutely not that good of a wrestler. He just literally dived in and took him down. Like, not a lot of, I would say maybe Sajulayev can do that, but no, maybe not even him. No one can take 3 diving shots in a row and take him down. Miles Martin, no one. Do you agree with that? Not a lot of people can do that. And the pressure, but Sajulayev is a lot big. He's a lot bigger than DT.
Yeah. Well, and I think that match with Taylor and Martin would play out a little different if Martin was in Olympic trial shape. I think DT would still definitely have it. It'd be an easy win for DT, but I don't think it'd be as dominant a tech fall as it was.
I don't know. Can't make excuses. He knew he had a match.
Yeah. Okay, so, Emmett, do you think DT is going to tech everyone in the World Team Trials? Or
isn't he already at Final X, right? He's already the Final X representative.
Oh,
yes. So. Yeah. It's only two or three matches. And I agree he will tech well, whoever it is, probably.
Think
he can.
No?
I think it's Can Derringer make the team?
Yes. Well, no, Derringer lost to Dake. Like,
it was It was a good match.
Yeah.
I think, who agrees? You think DT beats Dink now? That's the thing.
I don't know, because the last couple times they wrestled, people thought DT was going to win. Dink took
well, him. Yeah. But DT has improved so much. So much.
You can say same for Dink.
Yeah. But do you think DT beats Chimiza more than 4-3? I think so. DT just... And there's also a weight.
Yeah, I think...
There's just some fun matchups you could see.
Yeah.
I think... Are you guys ready to wrap this up?
Yeah. But I was just going to say... I bet DT's probably about 30 pounds bigger than Dink.
Not 30 pounds. Because what did Dink weigh in at?
97? Dink said he walked around at 97. Or at 70. Dink said he walked around at 79. So I think that's like 175 ish.
Nah, I'll look that up for you. I'll look up what 79 is. I'll look it up right now. 79 kg in pounds. That is a whopping 174, okay?
Okay. And GTA.
DT weighed in at 190, 196. If I'm not, let me check the float weighing sheet. I think it was one.
Let me see.
It was 198. Yeah, but he weighed. It was so funny. He weighed in like a bunch of clothes on.
Oh, yeah.
Let me find it. Give me 20 seconds, and I'll find it.
Imagine if someone missed weight for the. That'd be crazy. like if Dink missed weight.
Yeah, that would be very not a good thing for.
Do you think Chimiza would have a match?
They would probably still wrestle. I guarantee it. Someone's will pound over. Do you think someone will say, "Oh, nope, not wrestling you"?
Yeah, they'd wrestle. Yeah.
So yeah, I can't find it right now, but. I think it was like 196, so it's probably like 20 pounds. Like, not, yeah, 20 pounds. No, yeah, 20, around 20 pounds.
Yeah, I bet about 20 pounds.
She has 20 pounds on. But, hey, Dink's, you know who I believe can beat everybody we talk about today?
Who?
Jaden Cox. He can beat Snyder. He's already beat Dink. He's already beat DT. He's now about to beat Snyder. What I say? Yeah, he's going to be Snyder. He's too fast. I know Snyder's fast, but he's not that fast as Cox. Cox wrestles like a little man. Cox wrestles like he can wrestle like – he can wrestle like Dink, or he can wrestle – he can be explosive to Chimiza. He can be explosive to Dink. He's – I believe it.
Snyder in like 197 NCAA. Yeah. I think Cox beat him.
He's definitely, and then they wrestled at Fari all the time when they were little. But definitely. Yeah, I got Cox beating every single one. Saj Muluf, Dink, Chimita a little lighter. Dink, DT, Snyder. I think Cox beats them all.
So Zari, do you, Emmett? Do you think? What was I gonna say? I think America. This year, we can have an Olympic placer at every single weight. 57, if Spencer Lee can place at any tournament.
I just want to see how good he does internationally.
Yeah.
That's the question.
He's a junior world champ. He tech-followed everyone except that one.
Yeah. Junior and senior is a whole different story, though. Yeah. Whole different story. Yeah. I just want to see how he does senior. Because some people wrestle really good. In U.S., but not that good internationally. I just want to see how good he wrestles. And if he's wrestling as good as he does in the U.S., that's a placer, I believe. What's next? 65. Who's our representative at 65? Would that be Yanni?
Yeah.
Yanni or Zane? 74. Yeah. Burroughs. Dink, right? And then...
People cannot count Imar out. People are kind of like... He took a match from Burroughs. Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's gonna make the team. But I think he's gonna give Dake some trouble.
I don't agree. I'm more Dake's a different level of wrestling. He's just a different level. I'm more like, I don't know. Dake, you can just see Dake. You think Imar can be a 2-time world champion?
No, okay. I never said that. But I think Imar could hold his own against Dake.
Oh, he'll hold his own. I agree. He'll hold his own, but he ain't gonna beat him. And we just need Shimizu's off. Wait, was that, what year was that? When, was that World Champion, World Trials, right?
When
Imar and Burroughs wrestled?
Imar and Burroughs wrestled last year at 2019.
Yeah, it was last year.
Well, Imar took a match from him, and then Imar was winning with like 10 seconds left by a point, and then
That was the first match, right? First match, right?
No.
But that wasn't the last match. That wasn't the last match because Barrows won that last match by a good bit, I would say. He won that match for sure. Definitely.
Yeah,
That was the first match.
No, yeah. Imar, the one that Imar almost won was the first one. And then Imar won the second one. And then JB beat him up the third one.
All right, yeah. I'm ready to wrap this up. You ready to wrap this up? I just want to say something. Go get some merch right here. Also, crewnecks have been ordered. They will be on the website in next month. What else? Go follow our Twitter, same social as our Instagram, TWP Official 2020, and then our Facebook is TWP Podcast. Yeah. So go check out our socials.
Our socials will be under us, and our website's up there.
All right, yeah. But yeah, just the website's right above you.
Yeah.
Right above, in the middle. Well, our socials all down below.
Yeah, our socials are under us. Yeah, so if you're not following us on Instagram, we're almost at 200 followers, so go follow us. We might do a special giveaway for 200 followers. Who knows?
Yeah. We're definitely going to be posting more on the Twitter. And Facebook, we've been posting a good bit on there. But we're going to be posting a lot more on Twitter. Just go watch out on that. And, yeah, thank you guys. Peace out. Have a good day. And get in shape. Yep. All right, bye.